So have you heard the dangerous disinformation being spewed out by this guy, Congressman Andrew Clyde, giving aid and comfort to those who attacked the Capitol on January 6th? Let's talk about how Congressman Clyde's idiotic ramblings have now made him a star defense witness in the upcoming trials of the insurrectionists. And you know, it may not matter to Congressman Clyde, but to us, justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So it looks like there will be a bipartisan congressional commission looking into the truth regarding what happened on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol, and it's a good thing. Why is it a good thing? Well, one reason is this guy, Andrew Clyde, Republican congressman from Georgia. Because he just told the American people in a congressional hearing that the insurrection didn't happen. Here's the headline from Yahoo News. GOP lawmaker claims, quote, there was no insurrection, close quote, and Capitol riot looked like a, quote, normal tourist visit, close quote. Now, let me read Andy Clyde's actual words during that congressional hearing. But first, let's talk about who Andy Clyde is. Well, he's been in office for about 4.5 months now, a first termer. Before he was elected, what was he doing? He was a gun salesman in Georgia, a gun dealer. He's also one of 126 Republican members of Congress who signed on to the Texas lawsuit trying to overturn the results of the presidential election. Yeah, he took that frivolous, anti-democratic position and he lost badly. Andy Clyde is also one of 12 Republican members of Congress who voted against awarding the Congressional Gold Medal to Capitol Police officers who protected the Capitol on January 6th. That's who Andy Clyde is. What were his exact words? Quote, there was no insurrection, and to call it an insurrection, in my opinion, is a bald-faced lie. If you didn't know the TV footage was from January 6th, you would actually think it was a normal tourist visit. Closed quote. How's that for propaganda? I mean, that kind of statement would make George Orwell blush. So why is Congressman Clyde's statement as dangerous as it is idiotic? Well, first of all, he's plainly giving aid and comfort to those who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. But even more importantly, by making those statements, he has made himself a star witness, a marquee witness in the upcoming trials of those individuals who attacked the Capitol on January 6th. Think about this. The prosecution will present its case against one of the defendants charged with breaching the Capitol, destroying property, assaulting police officers. And when the prosecution rests its case, the defense will first call Congressman Andrew Clyde, our star witness. And the questions will go something like, well, Congressman Clyde, you were in the Capitol on January 6th. Was there an insurrection that day? And Congressman Clyde will say, no, there wasn't. And the prosecutors are engaged in a bald-faced lie when they say there was an insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th. Congressman Clyde. The people who entered the Capitol that day, were they misbehaving? Were they acting any differently than tourists who are in the Capitol every other day? Answer, no. They were behaving just like tourists. Well behaved, no problem. Now, we all know that kind of testimony would be absurd. It would be propaganda. It would be false. But there are going to be 12 jurors sitting in the jury box, and they will have heard the prosecution's case, and they will probably think to themselves, wow, it seems like the evidence presented by the prosecutors proves there was an insurrection and this defendant is guilty of the crimes with which he is charged. But then one juror might say to themselves, but boy, I heard Congressman Clyde testify that there was no insurrection. And the people who entered the Capitol that day didn't really do anything wrong. They were just behaving like tourists on any other day. So maybe I have reasonable doubt about the guilt of the defendant. You know, if Congressman Clyde testified that way, the same way he just spoke to the American people during a congressional hearing, he would be probably on the hook for perjury, obstructing justice, accessory after the fact. But let's face it, Congressman Clyde was willing to lie to 360 million Americans in that congressional hearing. Might he be willing to lie to 12 jurors in the jury box about what happened on January 6th? But you know what, folks? I have a feeling justice may be waiting around the corner for a guy like gun salesman turned congressman Andy Clyde. And justice matters. As always, folks, please stay safe. Please stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.